listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Happy Tuesday and welcome back, guys. It's been a while, but we got some good things to talk about today. You know, we always want to know what happens in the beginning of conflict resolution and what happens when conflict resolution takes presides over a lot of things in today's world with people and attitudes and people just losing their temper for just minute things when they should be trying to be calm, take a deep breath, and say, we're going to work this thing out. But it doesn't happen like that, guys. It's like, you know, people begin to get angry over a lot of different things. And one main thing that can really upset a person's day is if someone is bothering their children. You know, people take that personal. And when it comes to people's children, you don't want to offend them. You don't want to say things to them. You don't even want to raise your voice at them. Because first of all, the laws when it comes to children are so very strict. You could go to jail today for even having a conversation with a minor, even if it's innocent. The parent says, oh, I don't like how this conversation went. I want to file charges. And is that easy for someone to file charges against someone for just an innocent conversation, or you might be disciplining the kid, you know, don't do that, don't say this, don't say that, and telling them, you know, really the ways of life of respect for the elderly or an older person, you know, and if the kid is like 15, 16 years old, you got to say, you know, if they said something wrong, it's not okay with what you said. They may go back home and tell their parent, listen, this grown adult cursed me out. And that's not really what happened. So you got to be very mindful when it comes to people's children and how you address them, because things can go left very quickly. You know, there was a situation that happened on December 21st, right before the winter break, Christmas holiday. People are getting ready for, you know, Christmas shopping with their kids. It's around the last couple of days of school. And something crazy happened. And I'll share this with you guys because it's no secret here, because it has been confirmed. Science Leadership Academy at Bieber. That's like a very, you know, like a really good school. Kids go there, they're disciplined, they're well-mannered. There was an incident that happened between a high schooler and two adult women that showed up on December 21st around 2:45 p.m. when it's time for the kids to get out and go home. You got these two women, grown women. And I'll tell you their identities because that has also been confirmed. One is a University of Penn police officer. The other is a postal worker in Philadelphia. And right now, you know, the saga began with them posting up at 2:45 because the postal worker, come to find out, is the daughter of the University of Penn police officer. And her daughter, the postal worker's daughter, is a student at Science Leadership Academy at Bieber. So the grandmother and the mother, because that's what they are, that's their roles, they show up wanting to fight the ninth grader that they alleged was bullying the granddaughter and the daughter of these two clowns. You know, it kind of confuses me because as a police officer, mind you guys, this lady is a high-ranked University Penn police officer. I don't know how high-ranked she could be because she should know tampering with minors that could lead you into federal trouble on a federal level. The postal worker, too. And by the way, neither have been arrested as of yet. Neither one has been arrested for assaulting a minor. And I know some people are listening, but you can let that sit and absorb in your minds that these two grown women, a grandmother and mother with two professional careers, have not been arrested and they're still on the books getting paid. And this is supposed to be some big top secret that, you know, you got to watch it in Philadelphia because it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And they look out for their own good, bad, indifferent, truth or a lie. So you got to be really careful on who you report. Made and who's going to get those reports if you're not in the presence of your own attorney, because very quickly the story can turn around and it will not be in your favor. So keep that in mind. It's no secret, guys. You got people getting out of prison 45, 50 years later because an officer lied on them. You know, you're sworn under oath to tell the truth. Where did they forget that part? I don't know. But the mother, who's the postal worker, shows up in her uniform. And the University of Penn police officer has her ID with her last name on her Range Rover when she was at the scene. This story goes really deep and really crazy. So they show up there. The other parent, who's of the 12th grade child, she calls her mom and says, "Mom, there's two adult women here and they're trying to aggressively do something to the ninth grader that I mentor. So the mother panics, jumps in her car, gets there in like less than 5 minutes. And she says, "You know, what's going on, you guys?" Trying to find out the details. The two adults are bashing these kids, calling them names, cursing at them, threatening them, asking them, "What's the effing problem?" Pointing their fingers into the minors' faces. Mind you guys, cameras is the way of the world. This happened after school at a school. Do you know how many kids have this on video? Of this craziness that went down on December 21st, 2022. Every kid now has their cell phones out. They're videotaping the psycho cop and her psycho postal daughter, who postal stands for, she actually went postal. Because the postal mother starts beating the minor child, demanding her minor child to beat the other minor child. And the police officer grandmother, University of Penn Police, she starts beating another kid. What in the world were they thinking? They're beating these minors like it's nobody's business. She still has her badge. She's still in her postal uniform delivering mail. These people are insane. The postal worker went postal. The University of Penn cop needs an immediate psych eval. What were they thinking? This fight is going on. Other kids start to jump in because they see that these adults are attacking these kids. They don't know what's going on. And finally, the police were called. And the postal cop still didn't get arrested. She was allowed to leave the scene of the incident, and so was the postal mother. How do they get to pop off and leave? Mind you, the victims, and also the victim's mother, she is licensed to carry. Do you know if this lady didn't have scruples on what kind of tragedy could have been out there that day? All because these two grown old women show up wanting to beat down kids because their alleged granddaughter, daughter, is being bullied at school. Well, there's a protocol for bullying. How did they forget the protocol? Being so highly educated, being the top of the University Penn Police, how did they forget the protocol when it comes to bullying? That's why I say, when it comes to being in the presence of giving a report on the victim side, they better make sure that they have an attorney present, not a friend, not a family member, an attorney who, again, has sworn to take an oath to tell the truth. Because if not, you will get railroaded by the system here in Philadelphia. This is just what it is. Some people want to sugarcoat it. It's nothing to sugarcoat. They have some officers that are honest, but they have a lot that are dishonest. You also have to think about school staff and their involvement. You know, what does school staff have to say about this? Well, I'll tell you what school staff said, because I have a written statement from the parent that actually went over to Fox 29 News, along with the videos of this craziness that happened. The principal of this school actually wrote up a bogus report, lied throughout the whole report, the principal. The principal of this school lied in the report. So if a principal lies, what is the repercussions of a principal for such a big situation lying in their report? Kind of makes you wonder, what is the gain for the principal? What's your end game here? Like, what are you gaining in being dishonest in your report? I've heard a lot of stories in my life, and I've seen a lot of cases, and I've seen a lot of criminal cases. This is beyond acceptable. You got the principal in cahoots with the University of Penn police officer. You got the principal in cahoots with the postal worker who went postal on minor children that got a pass to still be employed. And the mother, who is the mother of the victim, is crying out for help. Where's the justice for this woman and her child and the other minor children that got attacked throughout all of this? You know, they keep saying Black Lives Matter, Black justice this, Black justice that. It's obvious that the Black on Black crime, even in the good schools, are very pathetic. Because first of all, if your kid is being bullied, you already know, especially the University of Penn police officer, she for sure knows the proper protocol with bullying. And from the videos, and guys, I'm going to post this up on my page so you can see the video for yourself and you can be the judge of what should happen. You know, because after I saw these videos, I could not believe the behavior of the grown adults who both went postal. Kind of makes you wonder. It goes back to law enforcement needing continuing training, psyche valves, more training, more psyche valves. They need this because obviously they're suffering from some type of childhood trauma to even behave like a group of animals in the zoo. I am appalled at what I've seen in those videos. I can't believe the verbiage that they were using around minor children. Kind of makes you wonder, is this how this postal woman grew up with her University of Penn police officer mom? Was she abused by her mother? And now she has to abuse other children? I mean, this thing is like, it runs in staircases, guys. Was the University of Penn mother, you know, also abused as a child? Because for you to want to abuse a child, something has to be wrong with you psychologically. You suffer from an illness, whether you want to believe it or not. There's no way in the world that a mother is going to be okay with their kid being bullied, and I'm going to show up at the school and I'm going to beat down some kids. All because your kid is being bullied and she's a punk and can't defend herself? That's not the right way you handle things. Kind of makes you wonder in their mind. Going there. They didn't just go there. I mean, it's in the video, guys. They didn't just go and say, you know, who are you? Let me talk to your parent. They had that opportunity. They had that opportunity to say, I want to talk to your parent. I don't want to talk to you. Even if the child says, I don't want to give you my mom's phone number, my dad's number. They had the opportunity to still go into the school and have that conversation. This was premeditated. This is no better than premeditated murder. Because that's what could have ended up happening that day on December 21st at 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon with a bunch of school kids getting out. This very well could have been one of those deadly incidents of violence, unprovoked violence, because the victim would have felt like, I have to defend myself and I have to defend my child. Who is beating on other people's children today? If you're beating on someone else's child, you can expect to go to prison for it. You are not allowed to even put your hands on your own children. Legally in America today. So this woman goes a step further, guys. She doesn't only beat the mother, the victim's mother, you know, and all she did was go there and she's trying to find out what's going on. And she's normal. She's sane. Her mental capacity says it all because she's asking questions. What's going on here? Who's who and what's what? Who's your daughter? She's a parent, not a wild heathen like the postal worker in the University of Penn cop. She's a human being. The other two animals, because that's what they look like, a bunch of pit bulls mauling down innocent victims. Pit bulls are dangerous, guys. When those jaws get on you, they lock. And this is what this whole scene played out to be. It was a bunch of pit bulls attacking minors. What do they do with pit bulls when they attack minors? They put them down. They put them to sleep. This situation was no different than what I just described to you. And when you see the videos posted on my page, guys, you will be the judge and the jury. Because there's no way in the world you would allow anyone to beat on your children in that manner. And this is a complete stranger. This is a complete stranger beating my child in front of me. And as a parent, do you sit there and you watch this abuse? No, you do something. You protect your babies. This is a mother protecting her daughter and her son from these pit bulls that went postal. Unbelievable. And then the threats that go along with it. The threats. An adult threatening a child? I have never even heard of this. And then the principal, who's a very big liar, suspended the children, suspended the victim. The victim's children were being mauled by pit bulls. And they suspended the children for fighting. You got children being attacked. Where is the judicial system that protects the children? You're on school grounds and your children are not safe. The principal allowed this to go on. The principal didn't say, hold on, Mr. Officer, since you're here, this lady is an officer of University of Penn, so we want to file charges against her. And wait a minute, her postal daughter that went postal, she's here, and we'd like to also file criminal charges for assaulting minors on school ground, endangering the welfare of minors on school property. That never happened. Why didn't that happen, guys? Mind you, this is the principal of Science Leadership Academy who did not say, I need to file charges. You know, I think the mother needs to let the feds, you know, FBI, I think they need to do a formal federal complaint against the principal, a formal federal complaint against University of Penn police officer, Miss Range Rover, you know who you are, and the postal worker. Guys, unbelievable. She comes to fight in her postal uniform. I mean, for goodness sake, go home and change your clothes first. You have the audacity to disrespect the United States postal system by behaving like a clown in your postal uniform. Rolling around on the ground, looking like an entire mess. Entire mess, guys. I can't wait for you guys to see this video of these pit bulls mauling these minors. They didn't bite and attack, they maul them. And what does the victim's mother do? She's Muslim. She's fully dressed in her garbs. And she has to be out there fighting like she's a heathen, like she's some peasant. Total embarrassment to the Islamic community. And I say this, it's time for you guys to stand up with that Islamic mother and do what you know how to do. Fight for her rights as a victim and for her children. This is when the adults need to take a stand and let people know, such as those people, I can't even say they're human beings. Human is not the word for them. take a stand against child abuse. Child abuse against minors. And every parent that this sits with, and you feel like this was the right thing for them to do, then you put some tape on your mouth and you keep it closed. For the parents that are against child abuse, you speak up and you say something. For all the kids, the minors that were out there that shared that video, and I'm telling you, hundreds of kids out there that day that shared that video on social media with their parents, their friends, their family members. Parents need to take a stand. Because you got to let them know that just because you swear under that oath to do the right thing, which this University of Penn officer did not do, I think I'm giving that officer too much credit by even calling her an officer. Because once you take that oath to do the right thing and tell the truth and not lie, you are a good person. But you hide behind that badge and you get your friends and IA to protect you and concoct statements that's going to make it look perfect for you. The justice system has failed. And I'm speaking up because I am that parent that is against child abuse. No child deserves to be abused. And unfortunately for some, they have to fake the death of a child to get them out of an abuse situation. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. No need to mention names. But when you have to abuse a child and think that it's okay and feel like I'm just going to lie about what happened when there's tons of video footage that says something else. And I'm glad these kids recorded the conversations. They took light, you know, kudos to the kids at this school because they were smart enough to get the license plate number. Kudos to those kids that are trained. Get identifying information. They got full coverage of the photos of the women standing there, posting up. Like, this is the real deal. These kids had enough. And I mean, not the kids that were immediately involved in the situation, not the victims, but the kids that were just spectators. Got clear video footage of the predators. And I mean, head to toe, what they were wearing, close-up shots, clear descriptive decisions. They even caught a photograph of the University of Penn person driving off with the mean mugging face. Yeah, mean mugging. This crazy woman was mean mugging the parent. Like, I'm going to get you, sucker. Guys, let's take a quick break and I'll be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AcureCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Guys, welcome back. So now with the principal being such a big liar and, you know, making incriminating statements to the victim's mother for expelling her children for fighting two grown adults to help save their own asses. We're going to say it like that. Her kids were suspended and threatened to be thrown out of the school. Now, I could understand if it was kids fighting other kids. Okay, yeah, for sure. You're going to get expelled. You may get dismissed from the school, for sure. Because before the hands got thrown, you should have came to the office and said, I'm being picked on. Something happened. Let's have a meeting of the minds. Let's get the parents in here. Those things should have happened. But it didn't. This goes a step further. You know, the kids that were not a part of this vicious mauling got identifying information such as the tag number. Had it not been for those kids producing that tag number, I would have never known who this University of Penn individual was and is. So kudos to those kids that helped out with getting footage so the truth could be told. A day goes by, and this is where police officers, and I'm going to say this because guess what? It needs to come out and it needs to be told. Police officers have the tendency to abuse their power of authority. For one, the mother of this incident, the victim's mother, got on videotape an individual slashing all four of her car tires of her brand new Mercedes Benz. Each tire is $800. How did mysteriously this woman, Islamic woman who's a nurse, mysteriously, how all of a sudden her tires get slashed? Mysteriously. And they sent text messages, threatening text messages, saying, we know where you live. Now, I'm quite sure when it comes down to being investigated, a proper investigation, like a real investigation. And the only way a real investigation would happen, you have to bring in someone from outside of the city of Philadelphia, outside of the state of Pennsylvania, who's not a part of that pay-to-play game with the friends on the job. Bring someone in who can find out who ran her tag, who gave up her address, who entered that system, and put them on the hot seat as well. Because you should not be using your authority so carelessly to run tags in the system and pull up addresses of people that can now be harmed by the police officers who need that mental capacity evaluation. Why would you want to go to someone's house? Why would you want to go send text messages? And by the way, guys, they trace the text messages back to the psycho people, the postal, the crazy people. They traced it back to them. So how are they allowed now to have this woman's information? She's not a woman that rents. This is a victim that's a homeowner. She can't pick her family up and move somewhere else. And the shadiness that goes on here in Philadelphia, let me tell you guys, you wouldn't want them to handle your moving situation because you just may get found out where you are. If it's so easy for them being the victim to run someone's tag and say, this is where she lives, and you're caught on candy camera slicing her tires. Guys, there's video cameras everywhere today. What are you thinking of? Are you really that crazy? Are you that angry? And to top it all off, before the fight happened, the psycho cop went to the police station and filed charges of an incident that didn't even take place yet. Guys, make it make sense. So was she really going there to talk to somebody? Or was she going there to murder some people? What was the mental capacity of this officer that filed the report prior to the altercation taking place? You go file a report and you use that as your cover up to say, oh, I'm going to go there and beat down some minors. And you can see the granddaughter clear as day, sitting there laughing and giggling like this was some big time joke for her grandmother and her mother to put their livelihood on the line and act like a bunch of hyenas without a leash. Totally disgusting. Disgraceful for Black women. If I was an African-American woman, I'd be ashamed of myself right now. I'd be ashamed that I even got that type of behavior to begin with. What you're displaying to you, to the Black African-American young girls, what you're displaying, you get up there with your badge on, you get all these awards, and you pretend. You pretend to be mentally sane. This is unusual behavior, guys. And this is why it all goes back to trauma in someone's life. And by the way, if her granddaughter didn't know how to fight, I'm quite sure she had resources. Put her in anti-bullying classes, self-defense classes. There's a lot of them out here. They speak of it every single day. The police department gets all these grants. The city gets all these grants, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where does the money go? You mean to tell me for her one grandchild, they couldn't find any resources to help her de-escalate any issues that were unforeseen? They had to resort to violence to minors? When you really think about it, like, this is a really sick world we're living in. Just as you get these people that are taking the guns and the violence off the street that they're trying to, they're trying to make a change, but you got law enforcement participating and government workers, federal government workers. What the mother needs to do is write a letter to the postmaster for this postal worker, send them the video on a ScanDisc, save it on ScanDisc, mail it to them. Because the mother's listening on right now, guys. She was still just too very upset to talk about it. The trauma. Her daughter has headaches every day. Her back aches from being mauled around by this pit bull. They can't sleep at night. Her daughter wakes up screaming in the middle of the night, thinking she's being attacked again. This is real trauma. Who knows what this young girl is going to be going through for the rest of her life? I mean, your mom's not abusing you. So what gives another woman the right to come into your life that you don't even know to beat on you? Guys, the video says it all. She is beating this minor down, beating her down, a minor. And she did not get arrested that day. They just told the mother, you know, come on down to IA. Come on down and talk to us. You know, give us your statement. Give up that statement by yourself, victim, and you're going to understand it in another language. Because it's not going to be American. It's not going to be American English. It's going to be a language that you don't understand. And you will never understand. So your best bet is to not show up without legal counsel. That way, before you get railroaded, you'll stay on the tracks. Just a very horrible thing the videos, I couldn't even watch it hardly because I've never seen, you know, I've seen some cases where parents discipline their children and they go overboard. They go overboard. But you spare the rod, as they used to say, you spoil the child. That's what one parent told me before. So it's not a good thing to spare the rod sometimes, because you have to let your kids know that you're the parent and you're still in charge, because some kids feel like they're in charge. You know, it was a 6-year-old recently that just shot a school teacher, 6 years old. What was going through that 6-year-old kid's mind? And how did he get a gun to bring it to school to shoot his teacher at 6 years old? He's kindergartner. He's a baby, 6 years old. They're still at that stage where you can kiss their cheeks and read them a story to go to bed. But who knows what this kid is going through at home? The trauma. Who knows what the teacher even did to this kid? Everyone's pointing the finger at the kid. Oh, 6 year old shot his teacher. Oh, it's a bad idea. You know, these kids are out of control, 6 years old. Now we're going to enforce metal detectors for 6 years old kids coming in. You know, it's crazy. Now we're going to start ordering mental evals on the students. That's six kindergartners now have to do psych evals before going into kindergarten because this is a potential hazard. Parents, the psyche eval. See what their mental is. See what's driving these kids crazy today. You know what people fail to realize? It's a lot of things driving these kids crazy today. They don't have a warm house to sleep in. They don't have a soft bed to lay in. They don't have a mother or father at home. Some are being raised by their grandparents. And some kids are being raised by the grandparents that are not in a great situation either. They're just holding on for dear life. Then you got these kids that are angry because they have to go out and rob and steal. You have these kids that are very angry because they don't have a hot meal at night. They have to eat maybe a cold bowl of cereal, oodles of noodles, donuts, Little Debbie's, quarter waters, potato chips. This is a meal for these kids today. You'd be surprised how many kids are latchkey kids because their parents are too lazy to put them into activities. What's wrong with these kids today that are being bullied and picked on? Some of them are truly not being bullied. Some are. But some are shit starters. And when the mountain comes crashing in, the tsunami starts to fall, you want to go run for help. When you're the cause of the action that is taking place. No one said what this other young lady did that was allegedly being bullied. No one has yet to mention anything about that. Or if, in fact, she was being bullied. You know, it makes you think about, was this kid a gossiper? Was she instigating something? You know, was the other kid like checking her, like, listen, stop it, knock it off? And who knows, because of the mental trauma of dealing with those two psychos that she has as a grandmother and a mother, who knows the reason why this little girl incited a riot. She should be charged with inciting a riot because that's what she did on school grounds. No one was charged with a crime on December 21st, 2022 at 2:45 p.m. with herds of children out there while the other children were being mauled by the pit bulls. There was no one out there to give any supervision to these children. The principal was out on a date, on school hours, by the way. The principal was never there to witness anything, but gave a very accurate statement of what transpired that he witnessed. So if you got a principal lying to this capacity, what is up with that guy? Should he still hold the role of being principal? Or should he be thrown out on his ass for making up this big fat lie on students that have to carry this book bag full of weight on their back for the rest of their lives? This is trauma for these kids. And when you lie on a kid, they will carry that weight. And now their trust going forward for teachers, other principals, other school staff will be zero to none. Because how can I trust you when you were sworn in to do the right thing and be honest and tell the truth and write truthful reports? But instead, you concoct a lie with the other pit bulls. Instead of giving a truthful statement, enforcing action for them to be arrested, because it did happen on school grounds. They showed up there, they posted up there, they waited there. Who the heck comes to a fight with your postal uniform on? I've never, ever seen that. And, you know, sometimes, guys, things can happen. And that's fine. You know, you in the middle of getting into a brawl, you're at work, you're in your postal uniform. You're in your postal uniform intentionally. Like, did you clock out when you left the post office, or were you stealing government time? That's another thing to make you wonder. Were you supposed to be delivering mail while you were out there mauling down minors? Like, there's a lot of questions to be answered. It's not just a fight that happened with these pit bulls against these minors. Like, were you stealing government time to come there, show up and show out, and beat down these kids? Because it was 2:45. Usually postal workers get off around 4 or 5 in the evening, maybe sometimes 6 or 7 if they got a long route. So was this postal person who went postal stealing government hours as well? You got to ask yourself that question too, guys, because there's a long road. This goes deeper than internal affairs. This goes deeper than, you know, lying principals, lying police officers who's looked up to on a higher ranking, allegedly. I can't say that. Wait till I post the videos, guys. It's going to make you sick to your stomach. So you got to realize some things in life is better done the right way. Because when you don't do them the right way, this is the end result of ending your lifelong career, your pension, everything that you worked hard for. Not only that, but the civil lawsuits you're going to receive from the injuries that happened on December 21st, 2022. There's lawsuits out here, guys. Somebody's about to get paid. Guys, I'd like to thank you for joining me. It's 14.9 million listeners from the East Coast to the West Coast. I love you, LA Talk Radio. Guys, see you next Tuesday. Same bat time, same bat place. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres.